弟兄姊妹，我们来读几处圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's read a few passages.
第一处，马太福音第五章。
First is Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 5.
我想我们很熟的一段经文。
The passage we are very familiar with.
十三节。
Verse 13.
我来念。你们是世上的盐，盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不过丢在外面被人捡搭。我们刚刚念的路加福音第十四章最后一段话也是盐若失了味，怎么能叫它再咸呢？或者你放在田里，或者堆在粪土里面，都是不适合的，只有丢在外面。
The very last verse of the passage in Luke 14 we just read says the same thing. If the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned again? If it's neither in the land nor in the dunghill or a manure pile, all you can do is to throw it out.
这里是讲丢在外面被人捡搭。
And here in verse 13 it says,It is good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by man.
你们是世上的光，城照在山上，是不能隐藏的。人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。你们的光也当这样照在人的前面，叫他们看见你们的好行为，被将荣耀都归给你们在天上的父。
Verse 15.
好，我们再来念约翰福音。
The book of John.
十二章。
Chapter
12. 十二章，我们来看第二十节。
Chapter 12, verse 20.
二十节。
Verse 20.
我们念到第二十六节。
We will read from verse 20 to 26.
那时上来过节礼拜的人中，我想这个节也就是逾越节。
The feast in verse 20 is the Passover.
我想主耶稣在地上一共三年半的时间在那里服侍，这是他过的最后的一个逾越节，第三个逾越节，所以我们知道他在地上。一共服侍了三年多三年半的时间，刚刚过了三个逾越节，这是最后一个逾越节。
The Lord Jesus ministered on the earth for 3.5 years and there were 3 Passover feasts. This is the very last one.
那时上来过节礼拜的人中有几个希利尼人，他们来见加利利巴珊大的希利。
Verse 21，
他们来看加利利巴珊大的腓力。弟兄姊妹，记得我前几次讲到这个，无论是巴珊大也好，加巴农也好，无论是拿撒勒也好，无论是格拉逊也好，无论是加拿也好，我们都知道在哪里，都在加利利。加利利就是旧约的西布伦和拿弗他利的那一个地方。
Brother and sister, do you recall last time I mentioned that whether it is Bethsaida, Capernaum, Nain, Nazareth, or Chorazin, they are all the cities in Nazareth, in the land of Galilee, and which corresponds to the land of Zebulun and Naphtali.
他们来见加利利巴珊大，我们知道腓力是加利利巴珊大的那个城里的人，就是彼得也好。这个安德烈也好，都是在这个城里的人。
And we know that whether it is Peter, Andrew, or Philip, they all came from Bethsaida.
求他说：“先生，我们愿意见耶稣。”腓力去告诉安德烈，安德烈同腓力去告诉耶稣。耶稣说：“人子得荣耀的时候到了。我实实在在的告诉你们， 伊利麦子不露在地里死了，人就是伊利，若是死了，就结出许多的子粒来，爱惜自己生命的啊，这个生命是 pusuk， 那就是我们的魂的生命。
Verse 25, he who loves his life, that's in Greek, pursuk, that is our soul life.
爱惜自己生命的，就是伤生命；在这世上恨恶自己生命的，就要保守生命到永生。这个永生的生命，就是 zoe， 就是神的那个生命。
And the eternal life in Greek is zoe, and that is God's life.
若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也在哪里。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。若有人服侍我，我父就尊重他。
We just read from verses 20 to 26.
最后我们看提摩太后书。
Lastly, we will read 2 Timothy.
第一章。
Chapter
1. 后书的第一章，提摩太。
Chapter 1.
我想这一段比较长，我就请周五给我们用英文念，然后我们中文我们看，好吧？
We will read this whole passage in English.
第七节到第十四节。
Starting from verse 7 to 14. Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began, but has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ,who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to life through the gospel, to which I was appointed a preacher and apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. For this reason, I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day.Hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me, in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus.
好，我们低头祷告。
Shall we now bow our head and pray?
父神，我们存着畏惧的心，喜乐的灵，我们去来到你的跟前。
Father God, with this heart of fear and spirit of gladness, we come before you.
我们实在需要你儿子的宝血再次的洗净我们。
We truly need the precious blood of your beloved Son to cleanse us once again.
特别是你仆人使女更需要你的宝血。
Especially your maid and your servant need the cleansing most.
让我们能够受洁身清的洗礼在你的跟前。
So that we could serve before you with a clean hand and a pure heart.
这样你的话语每一句出来都没有任何的拦阻。
So that none of your word would come out with any hindrance.
每一句话就能够带着能力。
Every word comes with power.
我们都等候你。
Lord, we wait on you.
我们知道各样美善的恩赐，全备的赏赐。都是从你那里来的。
We know it is from you who gives all the good gifts and all the goodness.
都是从父来的。
It is all from the Father.
在你没有转动的影儿。
With you, there is no variation of shadow.
昨日今日一直到永远，你不改变。
Lord, today, yesterday, and tomorrow, forever, you never change.
所以你的爱在我们身上永不改变。
And your love never changes in us.
今天我们还能够侍立在你的跟前，还能够侍奉敬拜你。
Today we can still minister before you to worship and serve you.
主都是你的恩典。
It's all because of your grace.
主你救了我们，你深召我们，不是按照我们的行为，都是按照你的恩典和旨意。这恩典在万古之先，你在基督里面就赐给了我们。
Lord, you have saved us not according to our works, but according to your own purpose and grace.Which has been given to us before time began in Christ Jesus.
主，今天早晨我们就趁着这个感恩的心，在你的面前来敬拜赞美你。
Lord, it is with such grateful heart we come before you to worship and give thanks to you.
主，真是与我们同在。
Oh Lord, do be with us all.
让我们在这里真遇见了我们的主。
So that right here we can meet with our Lord.
我们见到了你的荣耀，见到了你的宝座。
We could see your glory and your throne.
主，你也遇见了我们。
And Lord, you also come to meet with us.
让我们的心都能够转向你。
So turn all our hearts to you.
复兴你的教会，复兴你的儿女。
Revive your children, revive your church.
主，让你的儿女教会都能够等候迎接我们神的再来。
So that all your children and your church will come to receive and wait for your coming.
我们知道你来的日子真是那样近了又近。
We know that the day of your coming back is so closer that couldn't be any more close.
主，用你的话再次来坚定我们。
Lord, with your word once again establish us.
勉励我们，安慰我们，提醒我们，警戒我们。
Encourage, console, and also admonish and warn us.
主，我们等候。
Lord, here we are waiting.
我们仰望。
And we look unto you.
把你的道指示我们，把你的路。能够来教训我们。
Show us your word, show us your way.
因为我们的心等候仰望你。
Because our hearts look unto you and wait for you.
我们要为我们中间这些年轻的弟兄姊妹，交托在你手中。
And also we commit all our young brothers and sisters to your hand.
让我们都能够成为圣洁贵重的器皿，能够合乎你用。
Let us all become holy and honorable vessels for your use.
主，荣耀都归给你。
Lord, to you be all the glory.
主啊，恩典平安归给我们。
And grace and peace be unto us.
祷告祈求，因耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我还是同弟兄姊妹交通，应该是第六讲，兴起发光。荣耀神。
Today I'd like to share with you the same theme, arise and shine and glorify God. I believe this is my sixth sharing.
弟兄姊妹还记得我上一次同你们做交通的。
Beloved, do you still remember what I've shared with you last time?
我们提到了安提阿教会。
We mentioned the Antioch Church.
我们知道安提阿的教会，我们看到实在是今天教会模仿的一个教会。
We know that the Antioch Church is actually the very model church for today.
我们知道安提阿的教会，他们成了教会今天所应当走的一条路，生命的路。
And also, we know that Antioch Church is on the right path which today churches should be walking in.
我上次讲了，今天教会就是两条路，一个这条，或者就是那一条。
That time I share with you that for the church today there are only two paths. Either you walk in this path or the other.
一条就是生命的路。
One is the way of life.
一条就是宗教组织的传统的遗传的仁义的这条路。
The other is the path of religious organizations, tradition, and according to man's will.
我想今天大多数教会都是走在这条路上，容易。宽大。
And I believe most of the churches today walk in this path because it is an easy way and the way is broad.
我想这条路就是以耶路撒冷教会的作为一个典范。
And this path is modeled by the church at Jerusalem.
我想安提阿教会是条生命的路。
Antioch Church is the way of life.
我们也看见安提阿的教会基督徒门徒称为基督徒。就是从安提亚开始的。
We also see that in Antioch Church, disciples were first called Christians there.
我还没有同弟兄们交通，为什么门徒称为基督徒？基督徒那个名字在当时候到底什么意义
？But I didn't have the time to share with you last time. What does that mean to being called a Christian in that time?
我稍微在这里提一提，我以后还要讲。
So very briefly, I would like to mention now, and later on, I would elaborate it more.
门徒称为基督徒，基督徒是一个羞辱的名字，是被人看低的、藐视的。
In those days, when you were called a Christian, that term was a name to shame you, to be despised.
是一般不信的人毁谤基督徒的，就那些门徒的一个名字。
That's the name.Used by all the non-believers to revile all the believers.
若是你去看提摩太不是彼得前书第四章的第十六节，你去看看你就知道。
If you read First Peter chapter 4:6,
我们在这里我们看见你们不要为着因着基督的名啊，这个受逼迫啊，受辱骂。
Here Peter says that when you are reviled or persecuted because of your being a Christian,
你们是有福的。
He actually said, "Blessed are you."
神的灵常在你们身上。
Because God's spirit stays upon you.
底下讲你们不要因犯罪而受苦。
But he said, "You should never suffer because of sinning."
接下来他说，你们不要为着做基督徒受苦而感觉到羞耻。
Next, Peter says, "Do not be ashamed of being a Christian, because you have to suffer."
你们倒要为这个名把荣耀归给神。
Instead, for this very name, glorify God.
所以为什么彼得说，你们不要为着做基督徒这样一个名字觉得羞耻，反而要叫把荣耀归给神。
Why does Peter say that do not be ashamed of the name of being a Christian? Instead, you should glorify God for this.
为什么这些不信的人在安提阿把这个名字给门徒呢？
And why is it those non-believers gave this name to those believers at Antioch?
其实这是一个荣耀的名。
Actually, this is such a glorious name.
为什么？
Why?
因为这些基督徒他们正在那里发光，有个非常强烈的个光，光照了那个周围黑暗的一个社会。
Because all those Christians actually are giving out light so strong that it lightens all the darkness around them.
光照在黑暗里，黑暗就不喜欢这个光。
When the light shines into the darkness, then the darkness does not like it.
你的光越强，那一些不信的人越讨厌你。
So the stronger your light is, the more hatred those non-believers will have towards you.
主耶稣说，你们世上的盐。
And the Lord Jesus says, you are the salt of the world.
弟兄姊妹，盐，你的盐味越是重，这些不信的人就越讨厌你。
The stronger the you have the flavor in the salt, the more dislike all those non-believers.
所以你看见安提阿教会这些信徒，他们的盐味非常的重，他们的光非常的亮，所以那些不信的人实在讨厌他们，给他们毁谤他们。
And that's why all those Christians, because they have such a strong taste of saltiness and such strong light, so those non-believers simply hated them and they despised them and reviled against them.
弟兄姊妹，你知道盐为什么盐味越重，这些不信的人越讨厌你，你知道吗？
Brother and sister, do you know why is the heavier the saltiness is, the more dislike all those non-believers have?
我们知道盐是很好的东西。
We all know salt is such a wonderful commodity.
他们是在那时候两千年以前，这个盐是非常有价值的一样东西。
And especially in those days, 2,000 years ago, salt is such a valuable item.
我们知道盐最少有六个方面是有用的，非常有用的。我想今天不讲这些。
We know actually, the salt has at least six functions, but today we won't be able to dwell on those.
但是你注意有一点，这个盐若是撒在一个人的伤口上，那会不但不叫他舒服，叫他加重他的苦痛苦，对不对？
But one of those functions is if you spray the salt upon your wound, then the person will hurt more than anything else.
我想安提阿教会所以那个扩大，神的道所以那个广传，因为这些人照着主的命令，把这个救恩传扬在周围各处的人。要劝他们能够信主，叫他们能够悔改，指出他们的罪来。我想这就是盐撒在伤口上，没有人喜欢听的。
And the reason that at Antioch the word of God could be expanded and the word of the faith could be heard is because all the Antioch believers were spreading the gospel. It's just like the salt being spread.Upon the wounds, and nobody liked to hear it.
当然，这个盐不是来刺激他们，乃是让他们感觉到自己是个罪人，让他们这个悔改，这是件好事，对不对？让他们能够得到医治，得到安慰，让他们能够得到释放，让他们能够蒙到拯救，这是善事。但是在当时候，却能够常常因着行善而受苦。就是为这个原因。
And the reason they spray the salt upon them is not to hurt them, but to tell them to repent, knowing that they are sinners, so they would return to the Lord. So actually, this is a very good thing.
弟兄姊妹，所以你看安提亚教会，一个是安提亚教会成了条教会当主的一条生命的路，你也看见在安提亚教会那个门徒成为基督徒就是从安提亚开始，你也就知道安提亚教会有何等荣耀的见证的一个教会。
So you know that Antioch Church walk in the path of life, and now you know, you also know that this Antioch Church, in it, all the believers were first called, believers were first called Christians. So they are actually spreading the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，我们也知道安提亚教会成了当时候成了一个宣教的一个中心，宣教的一个基地，从耶路撒冷转移到了安提亚教会。
And in those days, the very center of the mission had already been transferred from Jerusalem to Antioch.
总而言之，安提亚教会成了一个模范的一个教会。
So all in all, you know that this Antioch church had become a model church in those days.
我最近就是接到我刚刚在同你们这些同工都在那里交通到生命记看，这个我收到他们生命记看一个特刊，就是像一封信一样的寄给我的。
I just talked to all your co-workers about this very specific letter from this journal. It's called Life Quarterly.
里面有一篇文章就介绍他们在五月份他们在香港开了一个传道人的培训。
It says that in last May there was a special training for all the preachers from China in Hong Kong.
大概有1000多人参加。
There was more than 1,000 people.
他们已经第五次了，这是人数最多的一次。
This was their fifth conference, but the most attended one.
他们的主要的是对象就是传道人，在大陆的那些传道人。
Their very specific target is for all the preachers in mainland China.
其中有一个专题。
And one of the special theme in that conference.
就是一个传道人讲到模范的安提亚教会。
As being shared by one preacher about the model church in Antioch.
其实我刚刚讲的这个安提亚教会成了一条教会当走的一条生命的路，其实这样的在教会历史中间就像江守道我们熟悉的这些弟兄姊妹，他们会提到这个安提亚教会是条生命的道路。
I just mentioned that because Antioch was walking in the very way of life, and the very thing was mentioned also by Brother Stephen Kong.
一般宗派的对着教会历史中间不会提的。
And the brothers like Stephen Kong would mention it, but other denomination brothers probably would not mention this.
但是很奇怪，这次我看到这位传道人讲到模范的安提亚教会，说明安提亚教会实在是一个值得众教会模仿的走路的这条教会，一个教会。
But、strangely, this time I saw the theme of the model church at Antioch was actually shared by a minister from a denomination. So this shows us that the church at Antioch was actually truly walking in this way of path, this way of life as a model church.
我们知道，我就是稍微介绍一下，他们这次的那个信息的中心是什么呢？就是持守正道，建立教会。
Very briefly, I just want to share with you the very focus of this conference. That is to hold fast the faith and also build up the church.
他们也看到牧师教会的光景。
They actually saw the very conditions of the end times.
不管他们今天走的路是不是按照这个真理在那里走，还是这是讲而不走，这是他们的事，我们不管。
Regardless of the fact of whether they actually saw this truth and walk in it, we won't pay attention to this.
他们讲的是对的。
But what they said is correct.
这确实照着圣经真理讲的。
They truly did talk about the same.
持守正道。持守正道，建造教会。
Hold fast the faith and build up the church.
其实圣经里讲得非常清楚的。
Which has already been so clearly.
保罗对提摩太说：“这，保罗对提摩太说，这家就是永生真的教会，真理的磐石和根基。”
And Paul said this to Timothy that this house is the household of God, the very foundation of the truth, I am the pillar, foundation of the truth, and the pillar.
不再是外人，你们不再是外人，不再是客旅，是圣徒同国，神家里的人，建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有耶稣基督为房角石。我想这是以弗所第四章那一段话。
And just as
Ephesians, 第二章。
Just as Ephesians chapter 2 says that you're no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints, and the members of the household of God, being built upon the foundation of the prophets and the apostles.
主耶稣说我要
is Jesus Christ.
主耶稣说我要把教会建筑在这一块磐石上面，阴间的权柄是不能胜过他的。
And Lord Jesus also said that I will build my church upon this rock, and the power of Hades could not prevail against it.
我想这个磐石不但是指着主耶稣基督的自己，也是指着他口里面所说的每一句真理的话。
So the very rock speaks not only the Lord Jesus Christ himself, but also the very every word that proceeded from his mouth.
保罗离开以弗所的时候，对那些长老说，我把你们交托给神和他恩惠的道，这个道能够建造你们。
When Paul left the church at Ephesus, he said this to the elders, saying that I've now committed you to the grace and the word of God, which will establish you.
今天有多少人是按着神的真道在那里建造教会的？
So today, how many people are actually building the church according to the faith?
在这里讲这批道的人是不是按照这个真道在那里建造教会，这又是另外一回事。
Those people who are talking about this truth, are they actually building it accordingly? Of course, this is another matter.
他们说目前这个牧师教会面对着怎么样来应对，怎样的面对今天的世俗的教会。
And they mentioned that in a conference that how could today's churchesFace of the end time.
第一就是世俗的教会。
First, they have to cope with the secular churches.
当然，他们感觉今天的教会，特别是美国的，越来越世俗化。
Especially they look around, especially the churches in America, they have been more and more secularized.
第二，怎么样的面对那教会中的实用主义？
And secondly.How could the church actually cope with all the pragmatism in the church?
当然，他没有讲出到底什么叫实用主义。
Of course, they never identify exactly what that means.
我想以前可能我也同你们交通过，实用主义就是今天的企业也好，今天的报刊杂志也好，他们的所谓的 marketing， 他们要调查。这个到底这些东西产品出来有没有销路，这些产品是不是合乎人的需要，能不能畅销，能不能赚钱，这叫 marketing。 他们这些杂志出来了以后，人喜欢不喜欢看里面什么内容，人所喜欢的，就是来调查这些结果。
But I did share this with you before about the pragmatism, which means it's being used in today's enterprises and also publishing industry. Whether they want to publish in journal or they want to put out a new product, they have to do marketing to make sure people will like it, would buy the things.
这样他们可以赚钱嘛，对不对？不然赚不到钱嘛。
Only in this way could they make money, otherwise they won't profit.
今天教会也有 marketing, 专门做 marketing 的人。
So likewise, in today's churches, there are also this marketing mechanism.
就是看看今天教会中哪一些道讲的道是人所喜欢的，人喜欢听的，哪一些道是人不喜欢听的，讨厌的。
They have to make sure that what are the messages that people like to hear as opposed to those people hate.
今天哪一些节目，哪一些活动是人所喜欢的，老人喜欢的，年轻人喜欢的，他们调查了清清楚楚。
And they have done a thorough marketing analysis regarding different programs that cater to the elderly or the young people.
他们不管这是神喜欢不喜欢，是不是合乎真理，这不要紧，放在边上。
But they don't care about whether God likes them, whether all this doing is according to the truth.
只要教会能够看起来兴旺，人数能够加增，在这个世界，在这个社会上有能够有一些地位，有一些名声就好了。
as long as the church is prospering, people are coming, as long as they hold certain status in this society, that's their goal.
弟兄姊妹，这叫实用主义。
Our brother and sister, this is what it's called.
所以他们里面有一个专题专门讲实用主义的。
Therefore, there is a special theme.
不过弟兄姊妹，我提醒
Focusing on this,
教会永远是小群。
But brother and sister, let me remind you, the church is forever the small group.
路加福音十二章，主耶稣曾经说，你们不要怕，你们这些小群，我的父乐意将国赐给你们。
And in Luke 12, we read that, do not be afraid, you, the little flock,My Father in heaven is pleased to give his kingdom to you.
你们是一个 little flock, 在社会上在这个国家永远是一小群的人。
In this society, you are a little flock, forever you're a small one.
你们不可能成为大群的。
You'll never become a great flock.
弟兄姊妹，为什么？因为我们走的是叫窄路，进的是小的门，进去的人少，一定是少的。我们不是进这个大门，宽路。灭亡的路进去的人也多
Beloved, do you know why? Because we're walking in this narrow way and the gate,the way is confined, the gate is narrow and few could find them. The broad way,broad gate lead to death.
我们不要想教会成为一棵大树
Don't you ever imagine the church becoming a great tree?
不是主耶稣讲了比喻吗？撒种的比喻，家财总是种子里面最小的，但是结果能成了一棵大大的树。
Doesn't our Lord Jesus
齐心发展
this parable that the mustard seed is the least among all the seeds, but it grows into the greatest tree. This is abnormally a growing.
把一些面胶放在面团里面，叫这个面团发展又大又胖。
And if you put the leaven into a meal, then the whole meal of dough will rise up and become great.
弟兄姊妹，我上次讲到了，教会是谷中的百合花。
Beloved,
谷中的百合花是比较隐藏的，不是故意把自己隐藏。我们不要在地上占据任何的地位、名声。
Beloved, last time I shared with you that church is the lily of the valley, which is hidden. We do not want to show off our status, trying to gain some place in this world.
所以你看安提阿的教会，基督徒啊，门徒成为基督徒是从安提阿开始，他们又成了一个模范的教会。我想这篇杂志里面也特别讲到，一面是批判今天教会的那个实用主义、那个世俗化，还有呢。就是成功神学。
Now, this is why the church at Antioch were the model church for those days, because disciples were first called Christians in that church. And also, using Antioch, the conference actually criticized today's churches, especially in reference to the secularization, pragmatism, and also the prosperity gospel.
成功神学，我们讲了很多很多。这次他们里面，这是最近一期的这个季刊里面，生命季刊。我刚刚同祷告的时候，同你们同工都在交通，盼望把这一期的季刊能够多叫他们寄点来，让我们的同工看一看。我想这一期的有三篇文章是值得我们看一看，其实都是我讲过的东西。
As to the gospel, prosperity gospel, I talked about this before, but especially in the latest edition of this Life Quarterly, they talk about this prosperity gospel, and it comes in three different sharings. And I was telling our co-workers that we really should ask more copies of this issue, and so that more people could read about them.
因为我讲好像，因为我也没什么名声。这个不像这些讲道的人多一点小名声的人放在这个季刊里面，这个通过讲的可能分量可能不一样了。今天我讲了很多弟兄姊妹，这个耳朵进来，这个耳朵出去了，你们看一看，可能会引起你们的注意。
Even though all the content I have covered before, but because I'm not as famous as they are, so if you could read them written by all these famous preachers, maybe you're able to The content may be able to register in your mind. Otherwise, what I said to you is just like going hearing from one ear going out from the other.
里面有一篇讲到这个天国近了，你们要悔改。
One of the sharing says, the kingdom is at hand, repent.
他们就讲赵永基。这个期刊里面就讲赵永基。
And the article is talking about the Korean preacher.
我们知道赵永基的那个教会在韩国南韩是人数最多几不万人呢。
You know, his church is the greatest one with millions of people attending there.
他有好几个大的教会，一个教会有几万人呢。
He has so many mega churches. Each one has more than several 10,000.
美国最大的乔奥斯汀的教会也不过只有两万人，他的最大的教会十几万人呢。你看看这个有多大的一个地方。
But as opposed to the greatest church in America, it's Austin's church. But even with that big church, there are only over 20,000 people. But look at this Korean church. Hundreds of thousands of people.
赵永基牧师进去的时候，所有的信徒都要站起来啊！哇，不得了
！And when this Korean church entered the building, all the believers had to stand up.
有些人还趴在地上。
Some people even prostrated themselves.
你就看到赵永基牧师那种名声真是不得了啊
！So you can imagine what kind of fame he had.
他们看赵永基比总统，韩国的总统还要珍贵啊。
So all those believers seem to esteem this Korean preacher Zhao Rongji more than their Korean president.
这篇文章就讲到他讲的是什么福音，就是成功福音。
And this article specifies what kind of gospel this Korean preacher was preaching. This is called the prosperity gospel.
这个文章讲得非常重啊。
And the article used heavy criticism.
他们就用这个马太福音第二十三章。
And they recited Matthew 23.
这里大概是几节，这里讲到那一些法利赛人、假冒为善的人，你们有祸了，对不对
？In Matthew 23, we know the Lord Jesus speaks toward all the scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, woe to you!
你们走偏汪洋洋海大陆，勾引一个人入教。勾引一个人入教，基入了教，叫他们成为地狱之子，比你们还要加倍啊
！And the Lord says that you travel land and sea trying to win a proselyte. Once he is won, you make him twice as much son of hell as yourself.
我想赵英奇就是这样，勾引一个人入教，这他的教就是了，不是让他们到十字架基督的跟前。是入他的那一个教，叫他的国能够扩大。
I believe this is exactly what this Korean preacher was doing, trying to entice one person into his religion. That's it, to expand his kingdom, so he would have this high status.
他用这个神功神学来勾引人呢、啊，这个在这里说是用迷魂汤啊，用迷魂汤来迷人呢、啊，把这些人都引到教会来，成了基督徒，所谓的基督徒。
And the article says the preacher, the Korean preacher actually entices all the non-believers into his church. It's like what we Chinese say, that using that soup to make you become a stupor in your spirit.
哎呀，你就看到几不万人呢、
啊。Imagine
他们将来到哪里去？他们所信的是什么
？Hundreds of millions of people. Where would these people I'll be going, and what do they believe?
赵永基所讲的就是第四空间，你们都知道第四空间，还有这个成功神学啊，这个 positive thinking 啊这些一套的东西啊。
What Zhao Rongji, the Korean preacher, is talking about is fourth dimension, prosperity, gospel, positive thinking, all things like this.
今天美国很大很多大的教会就是讲这些东西。
And exactly here in the States, so many mega churches are talking about the same thing.
前几天我在 TV 里面我们还看到。
Just a few days ago, I watched this TV.
是个美国的牧师在一个教会，也是大的 mega church 在讲到。
It's an American pastor also was preaching in one of the big mega churches.
他怎么讲？
What did he
他说神在你们身上有什么 plan？
He said, what's the plan that God has in you?
神在你们每一个神的儿女身上的 plan 就是叫你 prosperity.
God's plan for every one of His children is to prosper you.
叫你的家庭 prosperity, 叫你的事业企业工作 prosperity, 叫你的家庭 prosperity, 叫你的生活 prosperity, 一句话，这就是神在你身上的计划。
So you will be prosperous, whether at work, in your family, in your enterprise. In one word, you will be prospered.
哎呀，下面这些人大声地呼喊着阿们阿们啊，你们要赞美耶和华，底下的人大家就称颂耶和华的名啊，这就是神在你我身上的计划。
And all those audiences sitting in the pews echo what he said. When he said, praise the Lord, the audience would say, Amen, and this is the plan God has for you.
哎呀，下面的声音不得了啊。
And the voices of the audiences is tremendous.
弟兄姊妹，这是今天传的那个成功福音，这次他们这个会议里面有专门针对着面对着这些东西。
And this is the prosperity gospel which is being so prevalent and which is being dealt with specifically in this conference.
我们知道赵永义已经逮捕判三年。
But we do know that this Korean preacher was arrested and served sentence for
他的大儿子也判三年。
His oldest son also served time.
当然，他大儿子一定是他教会里面的一个领袖了。
Of course, we know.
最少是个长老了。
His eldest son must be one of the leaders, at least one of the overseers.
为什么被逮捕呢
？Why was the son arrested?
贪污教会的钱。
Corruption, because.
我们知道他的教会钱多得不得了，大家都奉献呐、啊。你们只要奉献一块，你们能够拿一百块，能够拿一万块，哎呀，大家都奉献呐、啊，奉献呐、
啊。Because there was so much money in the church, they people were being told that if you contribute $1, you would get $100 or $10,000 in return. So everybody made financial contribution.
他们就拿这个钱去买股票，就是他大儿子在那里做股票的经纪人。
Therefore, the eldest son would use this money to buy stock. He became a stockbroker.
他是个人买啊，都是贪污教会里的钱去买这个股票。你看看这样一个教会的领袖。
He actually used the church's money to make gains for himself. So think of a leader running a church like that.
结果这个股票是哇跌跌跌跌一直跌下去，他的损失了不知道多少亿万的这个钱呢。
Now, as the stocks went down, so we don't know exactly how much money this eldest son had lost.
他还贪污政府的税，所以为着这些罪名就关了三年。
And maybe billions of dollars he had lost. On top of this, he also tried to evade taxes. And for this reason, he was put in jail.
弟兄姊妹，这样的基督徒将来到哪里去啊
？So beloved, a Christian like this, where do you think he would be going in the future?
你看见他的果子，你就知道他这棵树是什么一棵树，对不对？这是主耶稣讲的话。
As you look at the fruits of a Christian.You will know what kind of tree he is. This is what the Lord Jesus said.
马太福音十三章讲得很清楚。
Matthew 13 says.
到了那时候，天使要把败子麦子薅出来啊！到了世界末了，人子要差遣使者，把那些叫人跌倒的、绊倒的，从他的国里薅出来，丢在火里焚烧啊！但是义人要在父的国里发出光来，像太阳一样。十三章哪一段话？
The Lord Jesus says in Matthew 13 that he will send angels to gather up the wheat and separate all the tares from them, and then he would bundle them up into the furnace. All those things that offend and all those people who practice lawlessness will be thrown into the fire furnace. But in those days, the righteous shall shine in the Father's kingdom.
烟失了味，怎么能够叫他再咸呢？
How could you season a flavor once again if it has lost its flavor?
丢在外面，让人来践踏。
Throw it out, being trampled by others.
放在粪土里面，堆在田里面，都不是喝的。
Because it's not feed, whether it being thrown into the field or into a manure pile.
只有丢在火里面焚烧，永远的灭亡。
It can only be thrown into the fire to perish eternally.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹。
Oh, beloved,
他传的福音不但 不但叫人有祸，连自己都有祸。
A preacher like this not only preaches a gospel that bring woes to people, but he himself is doomed.
保罗说你们不传福音有祸了，但是我告诉你，你传这样的福音你也有祸了。
And Paul says that woe to you if you do not preach the gospel, but if you preach a gospel like this, doomed are you.
所以我这篇文章我看了觉得很不错，他们所讲的也很不错。
So after I read this article, I realized this is a wonderful message and what they said was truly.
所以他说我们只有用那个不变的真理，圣经的道来对付，来应对这些东西。
And they say we can only use the word of God, which never changes, to deal with all the issues of today's church.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见安提阿的教会。
So beloved, here we see the church at Antioch.
安提阿教会怎么能够建造成为这样一个完美的教会？
How can this church be built up so wonderfully?
弟兄姊妹，今天两千年来大体来讲，教会还没有被建造起来，你知道吗？
Brothers and sisters, generally speaking, you know, after 2,000 years, today's church is still being built up and the work is not done yet.
为什么主到今天还不来？
Why does the Lord still tarry today?
我们都知道，因为新妇没有打扮整齐。
We all know that it's because the bride is not made ready.
大体来讲，教会都是在那里荒凉。
So generally speaking, that all the churches today are so desolate.
都落在那个世俗化里面，实用主义里面，那个成功神学里面，还有那个异端的里面，他们还讲到异端。
They all fall prey to secularization, pragmatism, and all kinds of heresies, prosperity gospel.
里面有一个讲员也讲到异端，他说韩国今天的异端猖獗的不得了。
And one of the speakers also mentioned about today's heresies, and he specifically mentioned that in Korea today, the heresy is so rampant.
他讲了两种异端，我听都没有听过的。
And he spoke of two heresies which I have never heard of before.
他说这些异端叫教会里面混乱。
And he said these two heresies simply confuse all the churches.
这些异端叫教会妥协 compromise.
And make all the churches compromise.
所以我很想听听到底这些异端到底什么异端，我们好像没有听见过的这些名字。
So I really want to know what kind of heresies these are because we have never heard of them.
因为今天你要知道，今天亚洲的教会，甚至美国教会，很多华人教会都到韩国去取经了。今天 contemporary worship, contemporary music 都是从韩国来的。
Because whether it's in America or in Asia, a lot of churches actually admire Korean church. So they would go to Korea to learn from them about today's contemporary music or contemporary worship.
这个，所以我就打电话给季刊的，我说你是不是有这个 CD? 一个我要听听到底什么异端，因为听听那个弟兄讲的安提阿教会是个模范的教会，他是怎么讲的。结果他们说我们还没制出来，他说我们会制出来的，我们放在这个网络电脑里面的。
So I actually called the conference inquiring about the CD. So because I so much want to know about these heresies, which I have never heard of them before, but they say that CD is not made ready yet. When it is done, it will be put in internet.
教会直到今天，不单是美国的教会，里面有篇文章，对着美国教会起诉十大罪行。哎呀，你就看到这个写文章的人叫 Paul Walsh, 这个是一个牧师了，这个大概也有点名气的，在美国。
And also there is also another article written by Paul Walsh. He actually pointed out the 10 crimes of today's American churches.
哎呀，他胆子真不小啊！这个起诉美国的教会十大罪行啊。
He actually proposed the 10 great crimes of today's American church. He was really bold.
其实他讲的还不是那么透彻了，我来讲还要更透彻一点。
But of course, he didn't make the point as thoroughly as I would make it.
但是不简单了，难怪这个季刊里面有个弟兄写一篇文章，叫约翰呢，这个叫什么叫这个约翰？哎呀，他 对着这个讲这个 Paul Walsh 好称赞他，他的竟然今天这个幕后的时代还有这样忠心的仆人，哎呀，我听了很高兴的。
And I'm really delighted to hear about one of the speaker of the conference. I think his first name is John. This brother John admired this Paul Walsh so much that the brother John said, in today's end time, there is such a faithful servant of God actually point out the 10 crimes.
这样一个能够不为了人讨人喜欢的，这讨神喜欢的，他说这样一个人正像这个以利亚那个时代还有7000人没有向巴力亲嘴的，他就是其中的一个。
And Brother John said in today's time there should be this person who is just like just like in those days that Elijah, God has saved 7,000 people who have not bowed their knees to Baal.
哎呀，他说我为了这个忠心的仆人，他说我感恩呐、啊，感谢神的恩典、啊。
Therefore, Brother John says, for this faithful servant, I really thank God.
我就讲这些，你就看到今天是的，今天的教会直到2000年还没有建造起来呀、啊。安提阿教会是多少的时间，他们就被建立起来了，他们都长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。若是他们不长大，满有基督，怎么有这几方面的那一个表现呢？见证呢？
It has been 2,000 years, but still today's church is not fully established. But think of this Antioch church. How much time did they have? They could be so.Become so mature, being conformed to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天教会为什么这么艰难？
Brother and sister, why is it so difficult for today's churches?
我想最要紧的，最主要的就是你和我自己。
I believe the most importantly, the issue stays.In you and in me.
是我们的天然的生命，我们的肉体，我们的所思的那些观念。成了一个最大的拦阻，最大的难处是教会没有办法建造起来。
The greatest difficulty for the church to be built up is our natural life, our self life, and our flesh.
我们不愿意舍己，不愿意背十字架，做真正的门徒所造成的。
Because we do not want to deny ourselves, we do not want to take up the cross.This is what causes today's the problems of the church.
我们刚刚看见的约翰福音十二章。我们不愿意像一粒麦子落在地里死了，死了就结出许多的治理，我们就是不愿意基督同钉十字架。我想很简单道理，但是这简简单的道理今天阻碍了教会的建造。
In John 12 we just read unless a grain of the wheat dies and falls into the ground it cannot bear much fruit. This is a very simple truth. We have to die to ourselves and bear the crossBut today's people will not want to do this.
人若侍奉我，就当跟随我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。这叫真的门徒。我们跟随主的脚步，我们是为主而活，为因主而活，靠主而活的。这是真的门徒。今天有多少教会里
？A true believer, a true disciple is the one who dies to himself. He lives for the Lord. He lives through the Lord.And he lives by the Lord, denying yourself, taking up your cross. And how many true believers are there in today's churches?
罗马书为什么用第一章一直到第十一到十二章的第三节，整个这么篇幅讲什么？讲到我们的救赎，讲到我们的称义，讲到我们的成圣，讲到我们的改变，讲到最后到十二章第四节再讲到建造，这就是为着这个原因。
Why do you think in the book of Romans from chapter 1 all the way through chapter 12:3, with all these great chapters, Paul was talking about our salvation, our justification, our sanctification, and after all this that is done, then starting from chapter 12:4, that he started to talk about the building of the church.
称义是第一步
Justification is the very first step.
正因为今天教会很多人还没有真正称义得到生命呢
And it is because in today's church there are so many people who have not actually gained the status of being justified.
因为他们就是受了那些成功福音的那种影响
Because they have been impacted by the prosperity gospel.
今天教会大多数都是在那里传成功的福音啊，恋家的福音啊，现代的福音啊，发财的福音啊。
In today's churches, most of them are preaching the prosperity gospel, the cheap gospel, the gospel to make you rich and wealthy.
最近在这个生命纪刊里面也有一段话，他说今天呢，人把这字当做了重生，当做了得救。哎呀，这句话讲得非常的对。哎呀，这次我传那篇福音，有没有人今天愿意这次接受主耶稣的？你就看到，若是他口才好一点，讲这些成功的福音的话，你就看到几十个、几百个上来这次了，啊，他们得救了，可以受浸了，这样他就在教会中间成了个基督徒了，成了个门徒了。你看吗？今天太多了这样的人。
In the Life Quarterly, it also mentioned that today people equate indication of willingness to accept the salvation with being actually saved, especially if the preacher is quite eloquent. When he talks about all the prosperity, people would just raise up their hands, indicate that they want to believe in the Lord.
根本就没有悔改，他们也不认识他们所信的到底是谁。
But they never repent. They really don't know whom they believe.
何等重要 repent.
Oh, how important that is to repent.
使徒行传第十一章第十八节，保罗彼得所讲的一段话，对不对？他到了耶路撒冷，就告诉这耶路撒冷教会，他怎么看见异象啊，怎么一块大布啊，然后叫他吃啊，这些不洁净的，我怎么能够吃啊？他说神看为洁净的你就吃。后来他就到哥尼流家里，是外邦的一个不服长了。结果他传福音讲救恩还没讲完，你看圣灵就施浸给他们施浸，他们就说起方言，他们就称赞这位神，他们得救了，他们悔改了，你看见吗？
And in Acts 11:18, Peter spoke of the vision he saw, the great cloud coming down from heaven with all the unclean animals, and how he later on went to the Cornelius house.And as while Peter was preaching the gospel, they all believed in the Lord and started to speak in tongues. And then, do you see that? They actually repented and praising God.
所以他到了耶路撒冷，把这事告诉他们，开头他们怎么可能外邦人也会得救？后来他把这个事实一讲，他们也没有话讲了，就把荣耀归给神。他们说，哦，原来外邦人，神也施恩给外邦人，叫他们悔改，让他们得着生命，称义，得着生命。
So later on, when Peter went back to Jerusalem, people would not believe him. How could this happen? But after Peter related the whole incident, and people realized that as long as they repent and then receive this life, God is gracious to all the Gentiles also.Repent.
所以彼得讲的道就是照着主耶稣的命令，这叫真的门徒。主耶稣讲什么他就讲什么。主耶稣讲路加福音24章最后这一段话47节，那你讲的非常的清楚，对不对？你们要人要奉我的命去传那个悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起一直到外邦。
What Peter said is exactly what the Lord Jesus said in Luke chapter 24.The Lord says you have to preach the word in my name, preach the word of repentance and remission of sins, starting from Jerusalem until the end of the world. And receive life.
彼得在五旬节讲的什么道？不是悔改赦罪的道吗？他到最后他说，请你们以色列的全家，你们要确实的听你们所杀死的主耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。他们一听见这个话，他们里面就觉得扎心，就对这些使徒们说，弟兄啊，我们当做什么呢？
And isn't this the same message that Peter preached at Jerusalem and saying that you should repentreceive the word of repentance and receive life. And all the people heard this message, they were pierced to the heart, saying, what shall we do? And Peter simply said, repent and be baptized.
真正悔改就是里面他们得了光照，认识这位主是谁，他们就转向了这位主，对不对？ 他们看见过去自己的罪，罪就是中间一个I，我是中心，我是中心。什么叫罪？罪就是以己为中心，不要神的人，这叫罪人。
What is repentance? Repentance is actually you see whom you believe and you turn around and just ask the, what does the sinner mean? Sinner, S-I-N, the I is in the very center. So a sinner is self-centered person.
现在中间的不是 I, 是 L, 是 Lord. 主是我的中心了。
It's no longer I being the very center of my life, but L, the Lord, being the center.
这叫悔改，我一生就跟随主了，一生听他的命令，遵守他的旨意了。
This is called being repentant. That means from now on, you follow him, listen to his will.
今天有多少基督徒？
But today, how many Christians are
there? 是把基督放在你的中心。
How many Christians are there who place Christ, Jesus, in your, the center of your life?
我要讲一件事，蛮好笑的。你们都知道林志浩，你们知道林志浩吧？林志浩就是林兰峰啊。林来峰打篮球的很有名的。
I want to share something very amusing with you all. You all know the basketball player Jeremy Lin.
我们知道他有一段时间报纸不再看见的名字，世界的报纸最捧他的，一天到晚把他抬了好高的。
We know that for a while he seemed to disappear from the public announcement, and the Chinese World Journal is the very publishing company that highly exalts this player.
最近又出现了。
However, he appeared once again.
不过他从火箭队换到了湖人队。
He changed the team from the Rockets to Lake Man.
Lake 什么东西的，这个当然球员都要有一个 number 嘛，对吧？他有号码，他们给他一个八号，但是他不要。
And of course, as a basketball player, you would have a number in your jersey, but his number was number 8, but he didn't want it.
他说我要17。
And he said, I want number 17.
他说为什么我要17号
？Why did I want number? He wanted his number 17.
一代表我。
One represents me.
七。代表神。
Seven represents God.
我也没看到教会里哪里有七是代表神的这个号码，我这还没到现在还没找到。
Although I really do not understand where he gets this idea of seven representing God.
是的。
I've not found.
神有很多很多的名字，但是没有看见七是代表神，七不过是代表个完全的数字，就像天一样，天也是代表一个完全的数字而已。
Indeed, there are many meanings to the number 7, which represents perfection, just like number 10.
我们不去管他了。
But we don't have to dwell upon that.
他说我减17就是主与我同在，哎呀，真好听，主与我同在。
He said I chose number 17, meaning the Lord is with me.
主与我同行。
The Lord walks.
到底你是跟着主行呢，还是主跟着你行？这是一个问题。
So the question is, is it that you walk with him or he walks with you?
主耶稣讲，若有人服侍我，就当跟随我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也在哪里。就说明我们今天若是真是悔改的话，那就是从今以后我跟随主了。主在我前面，对不对？
Because the Lord says, if anyone wants to serve me, let him follow me where I am, there he should be. And from today on, he is your Lord, and you follow him.
那你怎么用17呢？
How do you use the number 17?
怎么你是 number one 呢？
How could you be the number
怎么你在前面呢？
How could you be ahead of the Lord?
当然我不知道他是不是这个意思了。假如你是这样的话，你真应该把7放在前面还对吗？71，对不对？我是 number one， 我跟着你。对不对？这个，你在哪里，我就跟你。不是说我在打球的时候，你就跟着我，帮助我，让我每一投都能够中，进到这个篮里面去。
I don't know what his intention was regarding the 17, but shouldn't it be 71? God being the first, and you follow him. It's not just that when you play the balls, a sport that God will bless you and follow you.
让你能够成名，让你能够赚大钱，对不对？这就是林志浩十七号的意思嘛。
So that you will be famous, you earn a great money.
今天有很多人就是用十七号。
So many people today are actually using.
要主来帮助我，我到哪里，你跟我帮助我来实现我的梦想，我的理想。我的计划，对不对？
Wherever I go, you bless me, help me fulfill my dreams and my plans.
就要打球的时候你与我同在，其他的地方你不要与我同在。
You just have to be with me while I'm playing the balls, and otherwise, leave me alone.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这不叫悔改。
This is not called repentance.
所以门徒你就看到第一步，他就是一个悔改的人，从今去跟随主的一个人。这叫门徒。
So the very first meaning of being a disciple is to repent from now on, follow the Lord.
我们刚刚念的是十章。
And also chapter 14 we just read.
门徒成为基督徒，门徒就是基督徒，基督徒就是门徒。
Disciples are called Christians, but actually Christians are disciples. Disciples are Christians.
你不是门徒就不是基督徒，你不是基督徒你就不是门徒。
If you're not a disciple, you're not a Christian. If you're not a Christian, you're not a disciple.
门徒就要爱我胜过爱一切。
Disciples should love me more than anything else.
门徒就要舍己背十字架跟随我。
Disciples are supposed to deny themselves and take up the cross and follow the Lord.
门徒就要撇下一切跟随我。
Disciples are supposed to forsake all that they have to follow the Lord.
还有中间一段话你不要忘掉。
But do not forget the chapter 14 of Luke in the middle of the passage.
还有两件事。
There are two more things.
这神给你的使命，给你的托付，给你的责任。
This is the entrustment, this is the mission, and this is the responsibility God has.
你要么不做基督徒。
Either you don't.
你要么不做门徒。
Either you don't.
你做了门徒，做了基督徒，你就这样的托付，就这样的责任，就这样的一个使命给你的。
But once you become a Christian, you want to become a disciple. You have this entrustment, you have this responsibility.
两件什么事啊？
By God.
两件什么事啊？
Things,
建造。
To build up.
征战，打仗。
To make war.
一个人改建造一个房屋，他要计算一下要花多少钱。你不要不计算，造了以后打了一个根基，造了一半没有钱了，你就放在那里叫大家都取笑你。
If a person wants to build a tower, he has first sit down and to calculate the cost. Otherwise, you're halfway through and you're not able to finish it. All other people will ridicule you.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里做什么
？So beloved, what are we doing?
各尽各职，找到各梯的功用，我们来建造神的教会，这是神的托付，神的使命。
Each one of us does its share. And doing what we're supposed to do to build up the church. This is God's mission.
建造他的身体，这是神永远的旨意在我们身上的托付。这个 plan 就是这个 plan.
God's entrustment and plan for us is to build His eternal church.
保罗在哥罗西书第一章，他说：“我为教会，为基督的身体，为他受苦，对不对？我也不满基督患难的。”缺欠，今天基督还有一个患难的缺欠没有补，要我们去补足的，就建造他的教会。
This is exactly what Paul says in Colossians that Paul is filling up in his flesh what's lacking in a tribulation in Christ Jesus. This is to build up the church.
我刚刚讲了，这建造教会是一个受苦的事。
I just mentioned that
要放下自己的，要放下自己的。
To build a church is a painful thing because you have to let go of yourself.
我们不放下自己，我们永远没有办法同其他肢体配搭起来的。
Unless you let go of yourself, you will never be able to cooperate with other members of the body.
你看看今天的婚姻，为什么教会的婚姻的问题这么普遍
？Think of all the marriage problems so prevalent in today's churches.
其实今天的婚姻就是测验我、试验我们到底有多少建造。
But actually, today's marriage is testing you exactly how much building up in you.
婚姻是我们学习怎么样的配搭一个最好的一个学校。
Marriage is actually your best school in which you learn how to work together with another one.
夫妻两个人 做丈夫的，做妻子的，你们，你是不是能同丈夫同妻子为一，成为一个建造在一起？
Just between a husband and wife, can these two become one?
假如你夫妻两个人都不能成为一个，大家放下自己的意念，自己的心思，自己的意志，自己的情感，你没有办法两个人都不能成为一个。
If in marriage, just between two of you, neither of you could let go of yourself, then how are you able to let go of all your mind, felt emotions when you have to cooperate with others?
你在教会中间怎么能够同其他肢体配搭起来建造，一起建造？
How could you co-work with other members of the body to build up the church together?
这是为什么今天教会有这么多的难处，同婚姻是有一定关系的。
And this is why there are so many problems in today's church. And this very issue is so closely related to your marriage.
所以你看建造就是个征战嘛。
So here we see to build is actually a warfare.
并且现在撒旦用各种办法来攻击，来破坏教会的建造。
Satan is using all kinds of methods to destroy, to sabotage all of God's work in church.
撒旦比你智慧，知道神在你身上的旨意就是要建造教会。
Because Satan is wiser than you, he knows what God's will is, that is to build the church.
所以你想第二段就讲到征战嘛，打仗嘛。
In that chapter, the second part speaks of wars, conflict.
当然我们建造需要材料嘛，这个国度要扩展，对不对？我们需要材料来建造，让这个教会能够扩展扩大。
Of course, for us to build, to expand the kingdom, we do need materials.
所以我们要传福音嘛。
And this is why we need to preach the gospel.
所以我们要宣教嘛，对不对？
And this is why we go on mission trips.
但是你知道，这又是一场征战呢。
And you see, here is another warfare.
我们刚刚读的提摩太后书第一章，保罗说：“你不要为这个羞耻，不要为那个羞耻，不要为这福音受苦羞耻，你要与我一同为这福音受苦啊。”
In 2 Timothy we just read, Paul said, Do not be ashamed of this and that, do not be ashamed of the suffering, the testimony of the gospel, but share with me.
今天你我传纯正的福音，没有人喜欢听的。
Today, if you and I preach the sound doctrine of the gospel, nobody wants to hear it.
我刚刚讲了，这像盐一样撒在人的伤口上，谁愿意喜欢？
It's just like salt, as I mentioned, being sprinkled upon people's wounds. Who would like this?
哎呀，这是一个征战。
So see,
这是一个建造，这是神给我们的托付，不要忘掉。
This is a warfare. This is a building.
你是真的基督徒吗？你是真的门徒吗？你有没有尽你的那一份？
Are you a true believer? Are you a true Christian and disciple? Have you done your share?
不要忘掉，盐若失了味。怎么能够叫他在闲呢？丢在外面，你有没有？你将来是不是神说你这个无用的仆人，又懒又恶的仆人，把他丢在外面黑暗的里面，让他去哀哭去吃吧。
Don't you forget, if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned again? It can only be thrown out, thrown into the fire. Will the Lord say, you unprofitable servant, lazy and wicked,Go out into the outer darkness where there is an.
你的盐失了味道了，没有用了嘛。
You know the salt loses its flavor; it's useless.
你光是礼拜天来做做礼拜就够了吗
？Is it enough for you to come on Sundays only to?
还有很多基督徒连礼拜天都不能正常的去聚会的。
And there are so many Christians that they cannot regularly meet on Sundays even.
弟兄姊妹，时间已经到了。
Beloved, my time is up.
求神。再次唤醒我们的心，神所以单言不是单言，是宽容你们，他不愿意一个人承认，愿意人人悔改，不是人人相信，是人人悔改，看见吗？不是光是相信。
May the Lord quicken our mind, beloved, the Lord is not slack concerning his coming back, but he is long suffering, he doesn't want anyone to perish.But want everyone to repent, not believe, repent.
这是假的基督徒，假的门徒要 repent.
All these false Christians, false disciples have to repent.
免得那一天站在主的面前，主说我从来不认识你们，你们是去造的人，离开我去吧。
Otherwise, on that day, the Lord will say, I never know you, you men of lawlessness, depart from me.
我们信的也要悔改。
Even we who have believed also need to repent.
为什么启示录七封书信一直提到悔改悔改悔改因为主来的是今年。
Among the seven epistles written in the book of Revelation, repentance is repeated continually. Repent, repent.
不愿意一个人承认愿意一个人都能够悔改。
The Lord is not anyone to perish, but everyone to repent.
这是神的怜悯。
And this is God's mercy.
预备迎接你的神。
Prepare yourself to meet your God.
低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
主，感谢你，不是我们拣选你，是你拣选我们。
Lord, we thank you. It's not that we chose you, but you have chosen us.
你在创世以前。
Before the foundation of the world,
你就呼召了我们。
You have called us.
你爱我们，保守我们在你的爱中。
You have loved us and kept us in your love.
我们感谢主，都是你的恩典。
We give thanks to you, Lord. It is all because of your grace.
我们知道我们所信的是谁，也深信你能保全我们，直到那一天。
We know whom we have believed, and we are persuaded that
你有永生之道，我们还更重信了。
To keep us, to keep what we have committed.To you until that day, you have the word of eternal life. Whom shall we follow?
我们也知道，我们也信，因为你是神的圣者。
We know we have believed because you are the Holy One of God.
你能保守我们。
You will be able to keep us.
那能保守我们无暇无疵、欢欢喜喜的站在那荣耀之前，我们的救主独一的神。
You will be able to keep us blameless with great joy.To stand before you, the only sovereign God, the only Savior.
主，愿这些话光照我们。
Oh Lord, may all these words help us.
主啊，让我们的心再次转向你。
So that our hearts will be turned to you again.
什么时候我们转向你，你就转向我们。
Whenever our hearts turn to you, you turn to us.
保守你的教会。
Keep your church.
能够成为圣洁。
To become holy.
保守你的百姓都能够成为贵重的器皿，合乎你用。
Watch over your people that they will become vessels for honor made ready for your use.
主，我们一面起来建造，一面起来征战，一手拿工具，我们一手拿刀枪，正像你心里的那个时代。
Lord, let us all together rise up to build up and also to make war, just like what Nehemiah did with one hand with, holding the tools, on the other hand holding the weapons.
建造你的城墙
to build your wall.
主，愿你恩待我，怜悯我们。
Oh Lord, be gracious and have mercy on us.
让这些话不突然返回。
May all these words will not return void.
圣灵叫我们为罪、为义、为审判，我们来自己责备自己。
Oh, may the Holy Spirit convict us with righteousness and sins and convict ourselves.
让你在教会中得着荣耀。
So that you will be glorified in the church.
让我们也能够蒙福，让我们喜乐。
So that we will be blessed and be joyful.
预备迎接你的再来。
To prepare ourselves to, for your second coming.
祷告祈求，信耶稣基督的名。
We ask and pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.